Okay, Robbie. This is Larry. I think
Hello,
we've
sir.
Talked before.
Yes, sir, we have.
How old are you?
I am 30 years old.
30? And when did you graduate from Gatesville High School?
2003.
Oh, some of this just background stuff. That I remember we did an interview with you a while back. I'm not sure how long ago, but how long were you in the Army?
I got out right at 9 years.
Okay. And we've got information on how you were injured, I guess, at the border.
Yes, sir.
With the injured a shoulder and that type of thing. So I know this is not your first Warrior Games. How long have you been participating in this kind of stuff?
I think I did the 2011 and 2010 games.
Okay. And you haven't participated since then?
Since then, I have not.
Okay. So why did you decide to get back into this?
Well, I've been doing adaptive sports for a while, and this year it was like the opportunity came up. I actually picked up new sports that I haven't done in previous time. So to get the competition and, you know, get better at those sports, then that's why I decided to come back out to the Warrior Games, because, you know, this is some of the best competition you can get before going to the next level in those competitions for me.
Okay. And what new sport is that?
I'm doing archery. That's my newest sport, and shooting or air rifle.
Okay. Now this tells me that you're doing track and sitting volleyball.
Yeah, those are sports that I've basically since 2010 I've excelled in those. I'm on the A2 national pipeline team. I was on the Paralympic team in 2013 for the Worlds. I still am a national team member in a way for track and field. And I still have a possibility to make it to Rio in 2016 for that, whether, you know, that happens or not. It's all based on selections and times and stuff. So I can't say I'm going to make that or not, but, you know, the odds are there that I can.
So your goal is to get to the Olympics in Rio?
Yes, in Rio.
Rio de Janeiro? I mean,
and if not there, you know, we'll go to, I think it's Hong Kong and 2020, and then hopefully 2024 is in the USA. Who knows how long I'll be doing this. I mean, 30 years old. I'm a great athlete. I'm pretty consistent, so I haven't really lost a step or nothing yet. So, I mean, another 10 years don't look too bad. I guess it's 8 years, but.
Okay. So in track and field, what are you doing there?
I run the 100, the 200, long jump and triple jump.
Okay. And will you be doing all that at these Warrior Games?
No, at the Warrior Games, I'll probably be running just the 100. Possibly the 200, but that's not confirmed.
Okay. And will you be doing the sitting volleyball?
Yes, I will be.
Games? Okay. Tell me what that's like to do a sitting volleyball.
Well, sitting volleyball is an amazing sport. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that play standing volleyball and sitting volleyball actually is a little bit harder because, of course, you have to slide around. It's not running around. And, you know, if you set it too high or you hit it too far, you have to slide to get it. It's not like you can just run to it. So, and you have body weight. So it makes it a little more tedious. Now the court is different. The net's basically the same length as if you were standing, but it's shortened to the ground. So the height is like 43 inches or something like that, I believe, or 43. It's 43. I can't remember if it's meters or what it is, like inches or whatever. But basically it's, so the way they do it is they take the court, they turn it sideways. So you basically play on one side if you took a regular volleyball court. And then what they do is they still have the 3-meter line. You still can serve. The only difference on the serve is they can block the serve. So unlike standing where you can't block on sitting volleyball. So, but that makes it a little bit harder for the simple fact that now you have to basically focus serves. The adaptive sport makes it a little bit harder for people who do have all their limbs because now you have so much more to play with instead of, you know, hey, I ain't got a leg there, so nobody can slide into me. So you have a lot more floor space taken if you have all your limbs, basically.
Right. Okay. So at these games, you're not going to be doing archery or?
I am going to be doing archery.
You are going to do archery?
Yes. Air rifle is not confirmed yet, so we're not sure.
Okay. I think I've got the dates here, June 14th to the 22nd. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And where is that being held at?
It's going to be at the West Point Academy in New York.
Probably have that somewhere. But
it's going to be United States Military Academy at West Point, New York.
And I guess your goal this year is to reach the Olympic. What are these Warrior Olympic Games? What is this called?
Just the Warrior Games.
The Warrior Games at Rio de Janeiro?
No. This is just the Warrior Games.
Okay, this is what you're doing now.
But yeah, it's basically a competition for military. Basically, all the military branches come together, basically compete against each other. It's kind of like, I don't know if you got to see the Invictus Games, but the Invictus Games where we all came together as one team. Now we go back out and compete against each other as our own individual branches. So.
Okay. So what goals do you have for this meet?
Like I said, some of these sports I just started. So my goal is to come out. Of course, my main goal is to win overall. But at the same time, is to get experience, you know, and also, you know, show other people that just because you get injured, like my life completely changed in 2008. And to watch, to be where I am now, I never even could have pictured. I've got to travel the world and do things like that. And I want to, you know, there's somebody out there, whether it's a soldier or civilian or anything, that we can, you know, just because you get injured or ill or anything like that, you can always come back, and there's always things out there that, you know, there's no reason to sit in your room or sit and ponder on the event or those kind of things when you can get out there and you can say, you know, I can achieve something and I can still be active, you know, whether that's walking, whether that's running or even doing stuff like this. That's the main goal, I think, for everybody is that, you know, we didn't give up. Like, life happened, got injured in the military, but I didn't ponder on it, and I kind of got back out there. And, you know, when you see some of the people, it's not even, like, basically, it's not, like, some things are focused, you know, just on certain individuals. But we don't look at it like that. You know, that's just how things go. But we look at this guy missing two legs, this guy over here might be missing a hand, and we still compete against them the exact same way. We don't look at their disability at all. They're an athlete. I mean, probably even a better athlete than most athletes because now we're adapting to something that we didn't do our whole lives. We weren't born with it or nothing like that. We kind of got stuck with it, you know?
Okay. And where do you see this leading you in the next few years?
I mean, this program has took me beyond, like I said, belief. The only thing I haven't done is actually I haven't made it to a Paralympic like venue. And that's the thing that's my main goal. I mean, I've made it to a world's team. I'm a national, you know, team member. Those kind of things were never even a fathom in my mind to, hey, this is reality. And now I can go to the next level, the very last step. And who knows, after I get it, is that going to be the end? I can't say, you know, confirm or deny that, but I will say, you know, I won't quit and probably till I do get it. I mean, unless time's the only thing that can stop that.
Okay. Now, the Paralympic Games that you're talking about.
Yes.
Is that this year?
That will be held this year, 2016.
Okay. Is that also being held in Rio?
Yes, that'll be in Rio de Janeiro.
Is that run at the same time as the other Olympics?
It's a week later.
A week later. Just telling people stay out of the water down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about?
I mean, I guess the only thing I'd like to say, you know, is that, you know, coming from Gatesville, you know, and being as successful as I am in this kind of thing, you know, I never, you know, I like to give back to my community and that kind of stuff. And I like to get, you know, more active people into the program if they are sitting at home, whether it's in my city or just our surrounding cities around us, that, you know, hey, I'm there to help anybody. And that's able body too. Like, I run on the national track team. Like, so if anybody needs help, you know, they can come to me or ask me any question. I'm not, you know, shy to help you if you need it, but, you know, don't be afraid to ask, I guess, in that way. And I like to say, you know, that I only believe in my dreams. So I only see my goals. So there's the only setback in this life is me choosing that. Nobody chooses that for you. So.
Okay. Very good.
I don't believe in failure. Yep. It's true.
Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking
Here's
time
fine,
to
Kennedy.
Talk to me. And
problem, sir.
Wish you the best.
Yes, sir. And I'll see y'all shortly, I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.